And joining us now, the Browns' first-round draft pick, Barkevious Mingo, and his mother, Barbara Johnson, also with us. First of all, we always want to direct the question to the player, but I'm skipping that. I'm going to the mom. How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
Is this something that you – when did you reconcile in your mind that this was possible?
When I saw him playing at LSU and all the talk and publicity that he was getting there. And that's when I realized he can make it.
And not just make it, but make it to the extent of being a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your – and as the story goes, and Barkevious was talking about this earlier at his news conference today, football was not something you wanted your son to play.
No.
What did you have against it? Other than the obvious, it's a physical game. People do get hurt.
Yeah.
That's basically the mother's concern?
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you flip your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, a guy from my work came and told me, he says, Barbara, you have to go watch him play. I said, no, I'm not going. He says, you have to watch him play. So I went to the game one night, and he was playing, and he was knocking everybody down. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to hurt somebody's child. I was like, Kiki, stop that. But he can't hear me, of course.
Right.
But he was knocking it right down. And then I was like, I said, Scott, he's going to hurt somebody. He says, no, Barbara, that's the way the game goes because I know nothing about football.
So, Barkevious, and again, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you.
Your sense of it was what, though? You obviously had to have that sense of this isn't something my mom wants me to do, but you were practicing it, obviously not so much to her knowledge initially, but as you got into it more from basketball, when did it occur to you that football was the right thing for you?
I just picked it up fast. I enjoyed playing it, liked hitting people, and that drew me to the game. It made me love it even more, and now I get to play it in the city.
And when you were a kid, I mean a little kid, it was not even something you played in the backyard or friends or
we threw the ball around, but never anything
touch.
Organized.
It was touch,
not tackle.
It was touch.
But we always just played basketball. We were basketball players. We go to the gym and just play basketball. That's what we like doing.
So the vision that you had, if you were going to be doing something at a professional level, you were going to be the next, like, Kobe Bryant. That was your deal.
You hit it right on the head. I love Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
That was the guy I watched growing up.
And your thoughts, Mom, on this was what? That he – did you see the future in basketball before you considered football?
Yeah, to me he was a Kobe. I mean, not Kobe. He was a Shaq.
A Shaq.
He was a Shaq to me because he was big like Shaq.
Right.
Loved Kobe, but I looked at him as a Shaq because he was so big.
And he towered over most of the kids he hung around?
Exactly.
Yeah. How much fun was that though, playing ball? Because you're gonna all your thoughts and your love for basketball is never gonna go away,
right,
obviously.
Right.
And is it something you like to do just in your spare time?
I haven't played in a while, but I'm looking forward to the chance to get to play again. Obviously, can't do what I used to could, but
yeah.
It's always my first love.
Sure, and the thing that's said about you over and over again is great athlete. This is the part of your what you're going to bring to this team, what you're going to bring to this league, that people focus on is how athletic you are. What does that mean to you when you hear that?
It means simply that I do stuff a little bit different than everybody else. The way I move and the way I get in the backfield, it's just a little bit different.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
Just more athletic.
With speed. I mean, we're talking speed quickness,
agileness.
Yeah.
Quick on my feet. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna the guy in front of you who's trying to block you. You're getting around him.
You're right.
Quickly, and you're off the ball quickly too.
Right.
But not to be mistaken for a guy who isn't physical. You can be physical when you need to be.
Definitely. I think that's a good change up to my game. A lot of guys come into the game thinking that I'm just going to run around them to try to get the sack. Those are the guys that I usually try to just bull rush, give them a couple of shots early on. They won't know what to expect.
Barkevious Mingo is joining us here along with his mother, Barbara Johnson, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Barbara, what kind of kid was he? Just describe the person.
He was a quiet kid, humble. He played with the other guys, but he was just quiet.
And did you, I mean, was he precocious? Did he, was he a guy that, you said he was quiet, but I mean, kids can, we all can be mischievous and so forth. Was he that guy?
No, he's played on his game. I mean, if it was a game.
Video game?
He was in the house.
And that was the guy. So you were more of a video. I mean, for an athlete, usually the athletes are outside playing outside most of the time. You were inside.
Yeah, I kind of mixed it up a little bit.
You go out.
We go out, but as soon as we hold up to get a video game, we're hooked to them. Even in college, a bunch of the guys got together, and that's what we did after practices and after classes. We get up on the video games. Five, six people in the room. We're just getting after it, switching up, and just having some fun.
So, are you an ace Madden player? You're a true gamer. I mean, what is your top game?
Call of Duty, okay. NCAA. Okay. Those are the games that we all play.
Those are the ones you did. Cleveland, Ohio. What's it mean to you when you heard that? I mean, I know you've never been here or knew much about it or anything about it. So, when you heard Cleveland and Cleveland Browns. What were the thoughts that came to your mind?
I was just honored to be able to play here. I was obviously shocked. Didn't think I'd go that high, but just extremely grateful that the coaches and the staff took that chance.
Do you know even a little bit about did people brief you a little bit about the history and some of the legendary
they
names?
They filled me in a little bit about how the original Browns left,
right.
Started over.
1999, yep.
Yeah, and just brief history of the city and stuff like that. But so I got a little bit of background. I might need to go read up on some stuff so I can fill myself in.
Exactly. Barbara, for you, and again, culturally, you're coming from the South, and as is your son, there's adjusting to do with all that, right? I mean, you know, climate, everything, the pace of life, it's a different world up here. Do you think about that as a mother with your son adjusting to that?
Yes, I do. I think about the fact that he's so far here, and I'm down south.
Right.
So,
yeah. How are you going to work that out? Lots of visits.
Lots of visits.
I mean, you figured going into the draft, there was a really good chance he was going to be far,
somewhere.
You know, maybe he wasn't maybe going to end up with the Saints
or
someplace close by.
Yeah.
but as you look at it, so at this stage of it right now, when you think of your son as the football player that you – didn't want him to be initially when he was younger, who do you see now playing that game as far as the type of player he is and so forth?
A very good athlete, a good young man.
I heard you say he eats quarterbacks, basically.
Yeah,
that's
that's my motto for him.
And you're good with that now?
Yeah, I'm good with that one. I know what a quarterback is.
That's great. So there'll be a lot said about, obviously, converting. You were a defensive end in college.
Yes, sir.
But this is a 3-4 scheme, and clearly when players are drafted, and it's pretty typical, defensive ends are drafted to be outside linebackers in the 3-4. What's your mindset about adjusting to that? How hard of an adjustment do you think it'll be?
I don't think it'll be a hard adjustment. Initially, there will be a learning curve. I have to have time to learn those coverages and learn the calls and learn all that, the technical part of that position. But I don't think it'll be that big of a problem. It's pretty much the same position if you take out the drop and just on the line
Yeah, you're going to essentially do, in most cases, do the same thing. But
right.
There is dropping. There is coverage. Have you done any of that at the collegiate level?
Yes, sir. We did a little bit in LSU, probably a couple of times a game, but not too much.
As you think about what it would require to do, it's a different mindset, right? I mean, you got to make sure – somebody doesn't get the ball, and you're with them and you're running with them. Athletically, that doesn't – and this is the thinking that the Browns had in drafting you. Athletically, that should not be an issue at all.
Right. I think the skills that I have translate well to outside linebacker. Coming out of college, I in my mind, I could play either position.
Sure.
And the Browns obviously thought so.
And in talking with Coach Baker, Brian Baker, who will be working with you as outside linebacker, Coach Joe Cullen, the defensive line coach, and you talked about those guys in your news conference. They got with you right away. I know you've only had a brief time with them, but what are some of the things you heard that impressed you?
They just liked who I was as a person. They liked who I was as a player. They've watched a lot of film in the past couple months, and they were very key in getting me here, and appreciative towards them.
Sure. New York, the whole experience, Barbara, what was that for you? I was there, obviously, at Radio City Music Hall. It was, and before then, the events that your son and the other draft picks, draft prospects that were in town went to, I mean, they treated them like rock stars. It had to be amazing for you to watch.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Busy, very busy, yeah. But it was amazing.
Had you been to New York before?
No.
What was your, what's your biggest takeaway of New York City?
Very busy. Very busy.
Yeah.
Is it fun? Did you have time to have fun, or were
no,
you just
we didn't
too
have time to have fun.
Seriously.
Seriously. It was strictly business.
Yeah, and I think part of that too is what the NFL wants these young guys to figure out is that there's a lot of commitment, a lot of responsibility right. that goes with being a pro football player.
Exactly.
You get that?
I get that.
And your coach, because the SEC in general, LSU in particular, has sent a lot of players to the NFL. You know a lot of guys already in this league. What kind of guidance, advice are you getting from them?
Guys, just tell me come in shape, come in ready to get your feet on the ground and make plays. Michael Brock was the guy last year and takes with him pretty much daily, and that was his advice to make sure you're ready physically and just get the rookie camp and play ball.
Do you feel you got a lot to prove as the sixth overall pick? I mean, you'd probably feel that way just getting in the league, but sixth overall, top 10 pick, there's a high expectation of immediate impact.
Definitely. I'm expected to come in here and help the team out. That's what I'm committed to do. Coming off the bench starting, that's obviously my goal, but anything I can do to help the team is why I'm here.
Great. And Barbara, your expectation, I'm sure, is pretty high for your son as well.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's going to be fun. All right. Well, it was a pleasure. And you and I will be talking, I know, Barkevious, a whole lot going forward. Barbara, it was a pleasure to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you in Cleveland quite a bit going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Barkevious Mingo and Barbara Johnson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.